I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and this week sees the start of another high-profile trial. Jury selection begins tomorrow in the case of Jerry Sandusky, the former Penn State assistant football coach charged with molesting 10 boys over a 15-year period, some of them in the Penn State locker room. You'll remember after Sandusky was arrested last November, Penn State fired legendary football coach Joe Paterno and the university's president, Graham Spanier, because of questions about how they handled the allegations before they became public. Then Joe Paterno died in January from lung cancer, and the sordid and sad headlines disappeared. But now they'll undoubtedly come back. Mike Sisak is with the Citizen's Voice newspaper in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And Mike, this story never really went off the radar there in Pennsylvania. That's bound to affect jury selection.
Definitely. It's a story that almost everyone has heard about. They've seen images of Jerry Sandusky on television. They've heard about his interviews with Bob Costas in the New York Times. And it's going to be interesting to see, particularly in this area, in Centre County, Pennsylvania, where people are familiar with Penn State and with this story, what the jury selection process is like. Can people put aside previous knowledge of the case and whatever biases they may have to sit impartially in judgment of this man that we've already heard so much about?
Well, tell us more, because you mentioned Centre County. You know, how close is that to the school? Are people, you know, living in Lackawanna counties or Luzerne counties? I mean, tell us more about, did they sort of move the jury selection away from where Penn State's located?
That was an initial thought, and there was some movement to do that, but the defense argued that they wanted jury selection from Centre County, and that actually is where Penn State University is located. And the trial is about 20 miles from the Penn State campus, so lots of people in that area are familiar with the campus, familiar with the university. You have lots of alumni in the area. And while there was a movement early on to maybe bring a jury in from a different county or to move the trial entirely, the judge in this case hasn't allowed for that, and he's going full speed ahead with jury selection from this area that is very close to Penn State.
Well, on the one hand, you write that the judge, John Cleland, is going to ask the jurors, once they're selected, to put aside everything they might have heard about Sandusky. That's something that the defense will also want to hear. You know, get those really tawdry images out of your mind. On the other hand, this is an area that, as you've just said, adores Penn State. Is the judge also going to ask them, put aside your feelings about how you might feel about Penn State?
That's a good question. In most cases, you know, you don't have the complexity of an institution like Penn State, a defendant who is so well known. You know, in a murder case, for example, you might be able to push aside some headlines you saw or something you saw in the news. If you're a defense attorney, you certainly want people who might have some sympathy toward Penn State or toward Jerry Sandusky. But at the end of the day, as some experts have told me this week, you want people who are unbiased regardless of what they hear. You want a person who won't give any deference to Penn State and won't necessarily give any deference because a child is testifying or because there are those sordid images that they might have heard about. They both kind of want the same thing. People are going to come in with a blank slate. Whether that's possible or not, the attorneys have ways of kind of gauging. They have questions they ask, and they kind of look at facial expressions, their reactions. A lot of it's a gut feeling, but it's the best they can do under the circumstances.
Well, the prosecution is going to have to convince the jury that the witnesses, including young accusers, and Mike McQuarrie, the assistant football coach who was a grad student when he said that he saw activity in a shower room, the prosecution's going to have to convince the jury that that testimony is credible. But there are questions about timelines. Is it thought that we might find out more about when Mike McQuarrie, again, at the time a grad student, went to Joe Paterno and told him what he saw, and then Joe Paterno went to the president of the school? Is it thought we might find out more about who knew what when?
Definitely looks like we're going to hear more about that timeline, because originally it was said to have happened in March of 2002. On May 18th, prosecutors came to court and said that incident actually happened February 2001. Now, they didn't have to specify at the time what the chain of events was from there, but hopefully during this trial, we'll be able to hear some of that, because that has been the big focus of this case. What did Penn State do? What did Paterno do? What did they know, and when did they do it?
Yeah. Meanwhile, Jerry Sandusky, who pled not guilty, has been under house arrest after doing a couple of interviews defending himself. Has he been heard from? What's he been doing?
He has not, really. He's been sticking to this house arrest program that he is on. The big question is, do we hear him testify? Do we hear him tell his side of the story?
We shall see. Mike Sisak of the Citizen's Voice newspaper in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, ahead of jury selection in the trial of Jerry Sandusky, the former assistant Penn State coach charged with sex abuse. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.